quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And I'm back! Party's over, kids! Dad's back home. And we got a lot to talk about here today. And thank God for Filthy Tom Lawler and Lance, who covered for me last week. But Filthy's going to join us here today, which is good because I don't know what's going on. I have not watched one show since the last Wrestling Observer Live. That's going all the way back to that Collision show in Australia. Haven't seen it. And haven't seen Collision, Raw, SmackDown, my beloved NXT. I think I know what's going on, but there's a lot of matches I haven't seen. So we're going to talk about everything that I can talk about here today. And Filthy will be here to ease me back into this job. Man, you miss 1 week. But I will say, this is one of those rare times that I left and like all hell didn't break loose. And I was fully expecting that when I left, Vince McMahon was going to return. And it did not happen. So the streak is over. I can now safely leave again. And hopefully maybe I can do that more often. But anyway, we got a lot to get into here today. Raw is coming up tonight. We got a lot of stuff leading to Elimination Chamber, which for those of you unaware is coming up on Saturday. And I was one of those people unaware till about 15 minutes ago. But anyway, we got a lineup for that show. We got more Elimination Chamber qualifiers coming up on Raw tonight. We'll give you the lineup for that. NXT is in Atlanta tomorrow. We got Dynamite coming up on Wednesday. And you know what? We got guests coming up on the show this week. I'll tell you about that in a little bit here as well. So back in a moment with Filthy Tom Lawler, Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All righty. We are back, everybody. We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Filthy Tom Lawler. Well, I was told did an excellent job last week, Tom. Is that right?
You were lied to, El Mencho the Second.
That's not true. God, can you... What's up with your nose? Tom, we're on video. I have to ask about it. You've got a giant thing on your nose.
I'm getting prepared to threaten Dave Meltzer at a banquet.
And your hat is on backwards over under your... I don't know what the hell's going on. Were you like this all last week?
At least the cord's on the right side. Lance Storm informed me I've been wearing my headphones improperly because the cord was stretching across my body. However, I just went by what is on the thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now you're having some technical difficulties.
No, the cord should be on your left. Don't listen to him. Yeah. Does Lance know that his headphones have a left and a right?
I don't know. That's a question you're going to have to ask him. I'm off duty.
All right. This person wants to know if that's an industrial nasal strip.
It's one of those inhale gimmicks or whatever it is. Yeah, yeah. Basically, it's a metal nasal strip with magnets on it.
Why do you have that on your face?
Well, could you imagine that I may have been punched in the face or smacked in the face multiple times over the course of my life and
I could possibly
have, you know, if not a deviated septum, perhaps some other complications from it?
Jeez, I was just asking, dude. I haven't seen you in a week. I didn't know if maybe it was like something new or you've never worn it on the show before. Right? Unless it was flesh colored.
Excuse me.
Can you believe the situation in Mexico, by the way? So CMLL has officially canceled one of its upcoming events amid a period of civil unrest. Promotion issued a statement today announcing Tuesday's event, Arena Coliseo in Guadalajara, not going forward as planned. A wave of violence in Mexico following the army's killing of El Mencho, cartel leader from the Cartel de Jalisco. The CMLL said the decision was made to prioritize the safety of fans, everyone involved in the event. Information regarding the events will continue to be provided through CMLL's social media accounts. I did not know about this until I think this happened the day after I got back from Mexico, because I was down there in Cabo, and then we sailed north, nautical term, to Ensenada. And man, you know, Ensenada, you come in on the cruise ship, and then they've got the tourist area right there. And the tourist area is generally, you know, it's considered to be safe, you know. But then, you know, we were going to do this horseback riding gimmick and got a taxi and got in the taxi. And, man, we drove 45 minutes deep into the mountains of Ensenada. And I'm not saying it wasn't safe, but, like, the further we drove away from the tourist area, the more I thought, where is this guy taking me, man? And we got out there, and we rode horses and everything like that, and came back, got on the boat, and I guess, you know, the next day, all hell broke loose in Mexico. So it was further to the east. You know, we were not in that area, but still, man, Lance starts texting me. I was like, what is going on, dude? And that's what's going on. So it's affected a lot of lucha shows. And all the best to everybody there. Puerto Vallarta is in flames as we speak, apparently. So not good. Hopefully everything turns out for the best, but that's pretty scary to hear about.
UFC also has a show scheduled in Mexico, coincidentally, this week.
Really?
However, in Mexico City. So perhaps they will still go on with that. Yeah, you didn't see the video of Yuri Prochazka free climbing. So he's going to get down off the mountain and then realize that the country's in flux.
Yeah, flights not getting in and out of the country. So wasn't a lot of security getting back on that boat, I can tell you that much. We just like whoosh, walk back on. But here I am. So a couple of other notes. I want to mention WWE referee Daphne LeShawn shared a message thanking the wrestling community. Of course, there was a house fire, and her grandmother, grandfather, uncle, and cousin all died in the house fire.
Awful.
And they did a GoFundMe. $50,000 was the goal. They are currently over $157,000. Everybody from Seth Rollins, Logan Paul, Becky Lynch, Kevin Owens, Alexa, Rhea, Bailey, Liv Morgan, hundreds of wrestling fans. As she said, the funeral just ended. I cannot let this day end without saying something. Been 2 weeks. I really have been silent because this has been the craziest thing in my life. The way you guys showed up for me, I don't know how much I could ever say thank you. I have a room full of clothes, school supplies, things like that for my cousin. We were able to pay for the entire funeral, get my cousin set up, able to do just everything we needed to do. No one needed to stress. No one needed to worry. I've never planned a funeral in my life, let alone four. So all the best to the family. Awesome. $157,000 raised. And the link is still up there on GoFundMe if you want to donate. And then one other sad story. Arrest has been made. Shooting led to the deaths of an independent wrestler and his mother. A 31-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of a shooting led to the death of Evan Simons, independent wrestler based in California, wrestled under the name Lars Luger, and his mother, Lori. The person has not been identified, has not been arraigned. Shooting is reported Wednesday, Pleasanton. Arrest was made the following day after the suspect identified and pulled over. Investigators found multiple firearms in his vehicle and at his house. It was determined he had been in a recent relationship with a family member of the victims. And so they are continuing to investigate. This was California. Did you know Lars Luger? You ever met him?
If I did, I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't really make it up to that part of California too often, but horrible story.
Yeah. Yes, we got all of the horrible news out of the way first, the chat notes.
Well, dude, this isn't horrible news. It's actually good news in the light of things, but I was watching Clarissa Shields versus Frances Cruz Duran last night, okay, for the women's boxing heavyweight championship, and in one of the fights before that, this Joe George Jr. versus, I don't even really know how to say this guy's name, Atif Oberlton. I saw something that I had never seen before. They clashed heads, and then the fight continued on, and the guy sat down in between rounds and then collapsed off the stool.
Whoa.
Face first, and was unresponsive for seconds. And eventually they, you know, he came to after, I mean, it was scary, scary, scary. One of the scariest things I've seen. The camera panned way back after a bit. But luckily he kind of woke up, came to, had no clue what happened. And I'm happy to report that he underwent an MRI and has had no reported issues after the incident, according to ESPN.
Well, hopefully they stopped the fight when he collapsed.
Yeah. Oh, yes, of course.
Yes. Okay. But, you never know, dude.
One of the scariest things I've ever seen.
You never know. I mean, jeez. We've seen some stupid things in mixed martial arts. What do you think about Gina Carano and Ronda?
This was boxing, by the way.
Yes. Well, we've seen more stupid things in boxing, if we're being honest. I mean, way more people have died boxing than in mixed martial arts.
Oh, yes. Happens way more frequently. It's not even a question. Hey, you know what? The more that Ronda Rousey talks, the more I like this fight. Because it sounds like now she has a bone to pick with the UFC.
Oh, yeah.
And that she's going after them. And she was talking about herself being a promoter now. So this is kind of a little bit different than just Ronda Rousey and Gina Carano fighting on Netflix. This sounds like she's all in with MVP and ready to go head-to-head in a promotional battle.
All right, we're going to head to a break, everybody. When we come back, we got more news. And then Tom, I presume, is going to take us through some shows that I haven't watched. So back in a moment, Observer Live.
Emmanuel?
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I forgot how to do everything over here. There we go. God.
If you don't use it, you lose it.
It's true, dude. Man, I came back last night and Vinny did the he did the show here. And I popped in to say hello to everybody, tell some crew stories. And then when he was done, I'd upload it. And I was like, how the hell do I do this now? And then I'm trying to, like, type the thing, and typing was all weird. I'm getting back to normal.
Yeah. Also, the longer you're gone, the more people forget about you. So, yeah. You know, feel free.
Well, apparently they didn't, unfortunately. I heard about myself the entire time I was gone, and I was trying not to.
Well, it's part of being the tastemaker of professional wrestling.
Oh, huh? Yeah. What taste did I make? I noticed this week when I finally left, they beat Andrade. Hmm.
How long have you been gone for? Oh, you weren't even here for Grand Slam?
I missed Grand Slam,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Wow.
I've been making no taste in the last week, which is bad for the business, I like to think. But we have taste making to be done this weekend as Elimination Chamber is going to be taking place. And Chicago. WWE is attempting to restrict Elimination Chamber watch parties in Chicago, which is the same thing they've attempted to do in Vegas. And the feeling is that when all is said and done, there's probably going to be a lot of watch parties around Vegas because people are not happy about that. And we'll see what happens in Chicago. But as we've been talking about before, you know, the biggest issue with all of these different WWE shows is they finally hit that point where tickets are just too expensive for rational people, okay? Nothing against those of you that have bought tickets. I'm not saying you're irrational, but you're not rational. These tickets are ridiculously expensive. So the get-in price for Elimination Chamber was still at $261. The absolute dirt worst cheapest seat, still $261. And they're about 3,000 shy of capacity. And WrestleMania, you know, in the Observer this week, Dave notes those numbers you see online. The actual ticket sales are even lower than was suggested. They're at about 35,000 night one, 36,000 night two. And that's a long way to go from 56, 57, 58,000. And the tickets are still astronomical. And what is interesting about it is right around the time I was leaving, they did a Valentine's weekend special gimmick where you could get tickets at a discounted price, barely moved. So I think there's two issues. One is everything in Vegas is just too expensive in general. Number two, the WrestleMania tickets are just too expensive.
Let me clarify that the drinks at the Paris Pool in Las Vegas are not too expensive. You will get great service.
Yeah, but then you have to tip a lot because it's your wife, Tom.
I don't have to tip a lot.
Talking about everybody else.
I'm already given the tip.
Trying
a lot.
This. So anyway, the Vegas tickets, the Vegas prices are too high. The WrestleMania tickets are too high. Then you've got, if you want to go to Raw and SmackDown, tickets are crazy. And we have no card whatsoever. We have one match, and we don't even know what day it is, although it's day two. So I think, you know, after Elimination Chamber, we'll start getting more matches. Maybe they'll drop the prices more. At the end of the day, everything will be fine. It's still going to be the most lucrative wrestling event in the history of wrestling. But I'd like to go. I'm not paying that kind of money to get into WrestleMania. I'm just not. Not happening. Got it? Still iffy on Raw. Thinking about taking the kids to Raw, but I don't know, man.
Where is it? Climate Pledge?
Yeah, they were wanting $200 a ticket. $200 a ticket.
Yeah, no kidding. Plus, that whole climate thing is a hoax.
So anyway, you know what's not expensive in Vegas? Our convention. Unlike WWE, our tickets are lower this year than they were last year. And I can tell you this right now, friends. Nothing is better than going on vacation. And you all should go on vacation over WrestleMania weekend to Las Vegas and party with everybody. Myself, Filthy Tom, Vinny.
No, you don't party with me because you know what happens when you're here partying? Someone has to cover Wrestling Observer Live.
No.
From their home.
Nope. You and I are going to do it together. We're going to figure this out. We're doing it together in Vegas, Tom.
We're not.
Yeah, we are. You're going to go to the suite parties. We're going to get you into that live podcast, the Q&A. There's so much stuff, guys. There's a Texas Day Brazil all-you-can-eat beef dinner. And they have a great salad bar if you don't eat beef. And there's after parties. And there's Watch Wrestling with Dave Meltzer. There's podcasts with Vinny and I and Dave and I and Tom and I. And there's a Vinny does karaoke. Isn't that what it's called? All of this. F4WOnline.com/Vegas. You should be getting your tickets right now because it's fun and it's affordable and it's a vacation and you can come back tan like me.
They got their tickets last week when I plugged it every day on the show.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you do a good job?
I don't know. You check the sales and tell me.
Okay, I'm afraid to. If they're good, you're back in charge. But anyway, go to the convention, everybody. It's going to be a lot of fun. Tonight's Raw, we got a tribute to AJ Styles. Wrestlers from all brands will be there. Brock Lesnar appears.
TNA included, you think?
It's possible. Old, Joe Hendry. Raquel Rodriguez.
Joe Hendry is the current NXT champion. You have not been gone that long. Won the belt and you reviewed it. Hendry hasn't been in TNA. It would be like Kazarian or somebody.
He feels like a TNA guy in some way still. He was a famous TNA champion. And then we've got Elimination Chamber qualifier. Raquel Rodriguez, Io Sky, and Kairi Sane.
Drew Galloway.
Yeah, he'll be there. Bronson Reed, Jey Uso, and El Grande. Original El Grande Americano, Elimination Chamber qualifier.
Brian,
Liv Morgan makes a WrestleMania decision. And Maxine Dupri faces Natty. Yes?
I talked about that El Grande Americano thing last week. They got to call an audible and switch it up because this is not working. The crowd does not want to cheer for the original El Grande Americano.
I know. He needs to go heel. He needs to get unmasked.
They want to cheer Ludwig Kaiser or whoever it is that is El Grande Americano.
According to Wikipedia, it's Ludwig Kaiser. But I think the big question, everybody, is can you prove it? And that's Raw tonight. Tomorrow NXT, JC Jane Sol Ruka, women's title.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
You got to watch NXT last week. They broke up. Zarya told her, go to hell. You stole my title shot. Go to hell. I'm done with you. And then went out and saved her. Now I know this is a setup for the future, and she's either going to help her win the belt and then turn on her. Something's going down. But are you kidding me? Another few weeks of this?
I got to tell you that I read The Observer and I read the TV report for NXT, and when I read that, I started laughing. I did a legitimate LOL. And you know what? I didn't watch it, guys! I didn't watch it. You did that for everybody, but I wasn't there to see it. So I know you were hoping I'd freak out, but I was on a boat. I didn't care. But yeah, JC Jane Sol Ruka. I'm expecting that. I think it's going to be a swerve, dude. I think Zarya is going to accidentally cost Sol Ruka the match, and then Sol Ruka is going to turn on Zarya, and Sol is going to go heel. Do you know what I read, by the way? I don't know if it was on our site or it was in the Observer or whatever.
Was this with your 960 SAT score?
I'd have been proud of that. I read that they're looking to give Sol Ruka a slight character makeover before going up to the main roster.
Yeah.
Bro, what are we doing? Is NXT the most incompetent wrestling promotion in the history of mankind? I realize it would be the main roster doing the slight character makeover, but I'm still going to blame NXT.
Maybe she's
Why
just
would
go
you do
brunette.
That?
Maybe she'll be a brunette.
Why would you give a character that is working so well that she is being fast-tracked, past people like JC Jane and Fallon Henley, you know, they've been wrestling since like 2016. She's being fast-tracked past these people. So what you're going to do is you're going to take somebody that got over so big doing what she's doing, and you're going to tweak the character? There's another one. I'm glad I'm back. Then we've got Jasper Troy versus...
Do you remember what I said a few weeks ago?
It's a three-way,
isn't it? They were going to do a three-way.
You know what? Here's another
one. Because they
can't
get that belt off Jasper Troy any other way.
Bro, not only are they doing a three-way, but like... they've added, it's now a 7-minute time limit.
I knew you'd love it.
7 minutes?
Brian, I know you're not big into this world, so you've probably never taken speed. Well, I have. You know what happens if you take more and more speed? You go faster and faster.
Bro.
Your mind starts moving at a faster pace. It doesn't slow down.
Speed matches should have a 5-minute time limit, and the championship match should have a 3-minute time limit.
I think for every person you add, you should subtract a minute.
The championship match should be harder, not easier. Why would the championship match in a speed tournament be 5 minutes instead of three? That doesn't make any sense.
I'll tell you
now
why.
Now you're going to add another guy, and it's going to go 7 minutes? It's not even a speed match anymore. Now it's just a bad match.
There's a simple reason why, Brian, and we found this out before you left. You remember, I remember, the people remember, and Robert Stone remembers. Shawn Michaels likes chaos.
Get out of here. Dark stay, who cares? Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash, whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Or Dom does the TV reports.
Who? Dom? Oh, Dom, you're ready to go?
Dom, give me a break. Dynamite this past Wednesday night. 692,000 viewers and a 0.12, according to WrestleNomics here. The viewership up 15%. And the 18 to 49 was even. So seems like this new Big Data Plus panel, they've kind of figured out the viewership at least, but the 18 to 49 is still pretty miserable for all these wrestling shows. But it's better. And then for Impact, 233,000 viewers and a 0.05, which is essentially... it's down slightly in viewers, but the same in 18 to 49. So things appear to be leveling out for all of these wrestling shows where they'll probably settle in until they figure out 18 to 49. But, Tom, what did you watch this weekend? What did I miss? What's going on?
Well, I just want to say Impact was a fun show. I know you probably didn't watch it, but I thought, obviously, it was going to be a lot better than the opener that they had on AMC, but...
I think every show ever is going to be better than the opener on AMC. Yeah, if they have a worse one, I will be astounded.
I'm glad to see that they're getting, you know, like solidified ratings in that 230 viewer mark.
Not so bad.
I watched AEW Collision. I watched SmackDown, of course. So we could talk about Collision, go through the results very quickly.
Do it.
We had the Demand, which, of course, is Ricochet, Bishop Khan, and Toa Leona taking on Jet Set Rodeo. This is the first defense of the AEW Trios titles for Jet Set Rodeo. And I was happy because I actually wrote this in my notes. I said, I don't think Tony knows what Jet Set Rodeo is. Do you, Brian?
Jet Set Rodeo?
Yeah.
You want me to Google it real quick?
No, I don't.
I don't know.
It's obviously the name of their team. But well, you don't know what it's a playoff of?
I don't know.
Tony goes, it's quite a name. And I'm like, this is a revolutionary video game.
Is it?
It really is. Yeah,
well, I know nothing about video games.
Jet Set Radio. It was on Sega Dreamcast. You would skate around the city, spray paint graffiti on stuff. But much to my happiness, Excalibur, like minutes later, like 10 minutes later in the match, is like, hey, you never played you don't have a Dreamcast? And Tony was like, actually, he did. And Excalibur's like, you never played Jet Set Radio? And he's like, no, I didn't.
I didn't.
But Jet Set Rodeo won after a distraction from Jack Perry. Ricochet turned around, ate the buckshot, lost the match. Then the Swirl lost to the Young Bucks. The Young Bucks hit a doomsday device on Lee Johnson. He backflipped his way right onto Blake Christian's face. Then they gave Blake Christian the BTE trigger and won the match. Josh Alexander took on Claudio Castagnoli for the CMLL World Heavyweight Championship, Brian. And if there's one thing out of this weekend of wrestling you need to see, it was the spot between Josh Alexander and Claudio Castagnoli where Josh Alexander locks on. He's been working over the leg the whole time. He locks on an ankle lock. And Claudio kind of like rolls through so that, you know, Claudio's standing up and Josh is like essentially going for a rolling knee bar underneath him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Claudio picks him up by the waist, picks him up so it's like a German suplex position almost, repositions his arm underneath the guy's crotch, takes his left arm, hooks it around the head, posts him up into a vertical suplex, and planted him down. This was one of the most insanely hard feats of strength you were ever going to see, not only in a professional wrestling match, but on planet Earth. You need to seek out this feat of strength. Claudio won.
Claudio is a strong man.
Unbelievable. Josh Alexander, not a small man.
You know, I should mention, by the way, Jet Set Radio came out when Speedball was 10, and Kevin Knight, I think, was 4. But nostalgia is a powerful thing.
Like I said, it was a revolutionary video game.
It sure was. 4-year-old.
Are you questioning?
No, I'm not.
Are you questioning?
I'm not
what I'm
questioning.
Here?
I don't know anything about video games. I believe it.
Then why are you snickering over there?
I'm snickering at how young they were when this game came out.
Freaking nerd.
No, Megan I'm not a nerd.
Megan Bain squashed Becca. The Death Riders took on the Don Callis family. Takeshita hit the Raging Fire on Yuta for the pinfall. This was good. Really good stuff. Julia Hart lost to Thunder Rosa, the returning Thunder Rosa.
Yeah, she's back.
Thekla came out, cut a promo.
Thekla,
sorry. She said, you're a former champion and also one of the dumbest, I can't even say the word, B word, alive.
Wow.
She was fantastic, yeah. And then the Rascals upset FTR at a title eliminator, so they will get a title shot in the future. They hit that the hot fire flame assisted moonsault after a distraction from the Young Bucks. Cash Wheeler chased him off, and that left Dax Harwood to lose to the Rascals duo of it was Desmond Xavier and Zachary Wentz this time. But this was a setup for after the match, a hot heat angle. The Gates of Agony, or actually it's just a GOA now, ran down. They attacked the Young Bucks. The Young Bucks' dad and mom and brother get into it with FTR. And Stokely throws powder, kind of, in their face. They shove down the Young Bucks' mom. Jack Perry runs out to make the save. Ricochet blindsides him. A fantastic camera angle, lays him out, and then they drag poor Malachi Jackson, the Young Bucks' miraculously younger brother, because if you look at him, he looks like he could be their grandfather. He looks like,
wow.
he looked like Arn Anderson. They dragged him in the ring. FTR gave him a pile driver, and he took it as well as Arn Anderson would.
He used to be a wrestler.
He got killed by this pile driver.
Yeah.
I thought it was awesome. And it set up the Rascals challenging FTR for the belts. Perhaps they'll do that as a three-way at the pay-per-view. Although, after this angle, it seems like you've got to do the Young Bucks getting their revenge on FTR one-on-one. That's how the show ended.
All right.
Yep. We then had SmackDown.
I'm watching this pile driver as we speak. Go ahead.
Oh, they plant him. So Cody came out and started talking to start the show. He was almost immediately interrupted by Fatu. Fatu was like, hey, look, I would have won that three-way last week. I'd be in the Elimination Chamber if it weren't for Drew McIntyre, which is probably true. But Fatu said, look, Cody, you're off the hook. My attention is on Drew. And Nick Aldis almost immediately came out. He said, look, this is not happening. I sent Drew. I gave him the week off. I sent him home. However, Drew then appears in the, I don't even know what it is, like the bird's nest. He starts gloating about him being the world champion, blah, 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 blah. He says, Fatu, you're all gas, no brakes. You look like all bark, no bite to me. So Fatu is enraged by this, couldn't believe it. Laid out some security guys, but Nick Aldis talked him down, and the segment ended.
Oh, the timing of the powder.
Yeah, not the best.
Holy smokes, but a Young Bucks mom. She took a good shove, though. Jiminy Christmas.
See if you can find that Claudio Castagnoli move while you're at it.
Whoa, she took a bump.
Yeah, and it kind of got glossed over because there was so much going on.
Yeah, I think they need to do like a mixed tag with mom in there.
We had Ilya
Dragunov. Oh, and young Jack Perry just got wiped out.
Oh, right?
here comes poor Malachi. Oh, man, he's about to. Yeah, this guy. Oh, he's in trouble. Oh, he's dead. Yeah, that was a good spot.
You know who else died? Ilya Dragunov.
Is that right?
At the hands of Tama Tonga.
Really?
With the cutthroat elbow. Pinned Ilya Dragunov in sort of a short match. The MFTs tried to interfere a little bit, and then Ilya Dragunov got taken out. Wyatt Six appeared. Howdy called out Solo for something next week. I don't know.
They're having a match.
A match? A one-on-one
match? Solo versus Howdy.
Hell yeah. Right up my alley. Jade came out. She cut a promo about how great she is. And then she got in Charlotte's face as Charlotte faced off with Kiana James and Nia Jax in an Elimination Chamber qualifier. And Brian, do you know who won this match?
No.
The finish was Charlotte locks Nia Jax in the figure four. And she bridges up into the figure eight. And Kiana James sneaks in, crucifixes Charlotte Flair, and pins her.
Wow.
To go to the Elimination Chamber.
Hey, they
want to
do something with Kiana.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that this was the finish because it made Charlotte look dumb, which rarely happens. And they talk a lot about Kiana being this, like, business mastermind. Well, this is the first time she's outsmarted somebody, but it's about damn time if that's going to be her gimmick. So I was pumped up to see Kiana win this. And she, at one point, now, granted, they said Nia Jax, or somebody said this, Nia Jax is down a lot of weight. Somebody said 100 pounds. I don't know if that's true, but she looks awesome.
100 pounds?
Kiana James, Samoan dropped her. Like, so I've never seen anybody lift her up.
Very, very strong.
Never seen anybody lift Nia Jax up like that.
Yeah.
Kit Wilson got squashed by Oba Femi after reading one too many poems about him to him. The mystery crate is in the back. Brian, have you seen this mystery crate yet?
I haven't seen it, but I heard about it.
If somebody pops out of this,
of course,
having no food or water
yeah.
for weeks,
of course,
they better be like a deflated, you know, sack of skin. Tiffany Stratton defeated Alba Fire. They actually went for a while, maybe like 10 minutes, and Tiffany Stratton won with the PME. Cody Rhodes was trying to pep up Sami Zayn. This was a really good segment. You should watch this as well. Cody essentially told Sami that...
Did you notice, by the way, in this Young Bucks angle, that that Dax, as he's dragging the brother over the barricade, Malachi wears glasses. So Dax yeah. takes his glasses off and puts them on as he gives him the stuffed pile driver. It's even better. Every time I watch it, it gets better.
Then no one can retaliate because you can't hit a man with glasses.
Oh, exactly. You can't go after Dax now.
Right. Thanks for interrupting me, buddy.
Sorry.
Go watch this Cody and Sami Zayn segment because it was great. Cody told Sami to get out of his own way, essentially. Carmelo Hayes, Trick Williams, and Damian Priest had an Elimination Chamber qualifier. Trick landed two trick shot knees on Damian Priest and pinned the former champion. Trick was over huge in this match. Crowd chanting, whoop that Trick.
Hey, you know, it was only like 2 months ago here in the chat that I had to hear from people saying that Trick was going to be some mid-card guy. He'd be lucky to be at Carmelo's level, all this, that. Yeah, here he is. Got the big win, going to Elimination Chamber. Dude's super over. His catchphrase is over. His lemon pepper steppers are over. Yeah.
You should have seen him on the news in Louisville and these news anchor women just swooning over this guy.
He's taken. Sorry.
Yeah, well, he's also
she'll have
star.
To go through Lash.
I don't think they could. judging by their physical stature. Hey, Rhea Ripley took on Julia and you know, that one ended in a DQ.
All right. Well, we'll talk more after the break, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Anything else from SmackDown?
Yeah, I mean, the main event where Aleister Black defeated Randy Orton.
Wow.
With the Black Mask. This was after Drew McIntyre ran down, and the referee was kind of just distracted by Black in the ring. And Drew McIntyre knocked out Randy Orton with the belt. He got chased off by Cody Rhodes. Orton was a sitting duck for the Black Mask, and Aleister Black defeated Randy Orton to end the show.
Yeah, I got to give him credit. I mean, they're trying to get other people going. I mean, they're pushing Kiana. They're pushing Trick. Randy doing a job to the guy's Black Mass. Was it the lightest Black Mass of all time, by the way?
No, it was decent.
It was all right. Okay.
I mean, Randy gave him a brutal hanging DDT from the announce table to the floor right before that, so he probably deserved whatever he was going to get back. But I've got to think they're moving towards some sort of multi-man match. Cody versus Drew in a one-on-one, I would prefer to see.
We've seen it four times this year.
A shareholder in every corner for TKO. Maybe let's get Ari Emanuel in one corner, Nick Khan. Hey, have Dana White out there too. Let's get them all involved. Let's get up some multi-man action.
Well, Tom, fine job on the review. Fine job carrying this show over the last week. I heard you and Lance and Vinny and Garrett all, y'all stepped up in my absence. I appreciate that.
Garrett did a good job.
Yeah, good. I can leave again. I'm ready. They had a next cruise area on the cruise ship. Like, you could literally on the cruise go to book your next cruise. I didn't do it, but...
You can live on a cruise ship if you so desire.
I heard. Was it you that told me that? Or was it somebody else? Somebody told me for like $100,000 a year, you just go from cruise ship to cruise ship, like all around the world.
It would either be you, or I'm sorry, it would be Dom, Lance, or I.
Yeah, somebody told me that. I ate so much food, dude. I know that I made my money back on food. Okay, fine. We got to go, everybody. See you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.